Kent Online News.
News you can trust. This is the Kent Online Podcast.
Ishmael Khawaja.
It's Friday, the 21st of February. Coming up, we hear from a campaign group as a court rules against their bid to keep stroke units open in parts of Kent.
We're really devastated and very disappointed in the result. However, we are going to be thinking about appealing. And the fight isn't over yet.
The Canterbury Mum's calling for more training so doctors can spot a rare neurological condition.
It's heartbreaking to see Ross in a mental health unit without the proper help that he was requiring.
And find out about Sir Richard Branson's new cruise ship that's docked in Dover.
We've set out to create an epic sea change for all. And we've really created an experience like no other.
Kent News.
Our top story today. The High Court has upheld plans to close stroke units at three hospitals in Kent despite protests. It means the emergency stroke treatment at the QEQM in Margate will end next spring, with services at Medway Maritime and Tunbridge Wells also set to shut. Specialist centres are instead going to be opened in Ashford, Dartford and Maidstone. Campaigners say they're profoundly disappointed with the result of the judicial review. Carly Jeffrey is from Save Our NHS in Kent.
We're really devastated and very disappointed in the result. However, we are going to be thinking about appealing. And the fight isn't over yet. We went to court in November to fight back against the changes in Kent, which will see three emergency stroke units closing across the county, and also we'll see this hospital's stroke unit closing, and the people in this area, Thanet, having to go an entire hour in an ambulance to get emergency stroke treatment. So we went to court, we put our case, it was a judicial review, and we found out sadly today that we actually lost that case. Yeah, people in Thanet are very concerned about the hour's journey, and of course you've got to remember that hour's journey, you also have to add possibly about 40 minutes to that for the wait for an ambulance. The new units that are promised, there isn't really anything that much different about these new units apart from the way the care is organised. There's not anything special or new there. It's really the same that you've already got. They're going to be much further away. It's actually going to be, for most of the people in Kent, you know, there were suddenly three units where a few years ago there were seven.
The senior responsible officer for the stroke review says evidence shows this new way of providing care reduces death and disability from stroke.
Kent News.
In other big news today, a man from Maidstone has admitted trying to kill his mum. Armed police were called to a flat above a laundrette in Tunbridge Road in Barming in January last year after the attack. 42-year-old Patrick Matthews, who's from the same road, has pleaded guilty to attempted murder. He's due to be sentenced in April following a psychiatric report. A man's been jailed for carrying a knife in Thanet after telling police they were lucky to have caught him as he was going to stab someone. Jonathan Stewart was found with a blade at Westwood Cross in Broadstairs and on Margate High Street in November. The 40-year-old from Ramsgate has more than 30 previous convictions and has been locked up for 16 months. Now, a Canterbury mum says doctors need to be more aware of a condition that caused her son to suffer memory loss, anxiety and sickness. Encephalitis is a bleed on the brain which affects more than 500,000 people in the world each year. But research shows 8 in 10 of us have never heard of it. Ross started getting symptoms in 2014 when he was 29. His mum, Michelle Buggins, says it was a traumatic time.
Actual diagnosis of encephalitis was a 5-month ordeal, basically. I think in the April, May of 2014, Ross had lots of symptoms of mouth ulcers, sickness, diarrhea, and his anxiety levels were through the roof, basically. He couldn't sleep and basically couldn't function day to day with anxiety. And then after being blue-lighted to hospital, he was diagnosed with mental health issues. A CT scan was carried out, but it didn't show anything up. And it was only later on in the August, when he tried to harm himself, that he was sectioned for his own well-being. And he spent over 7 weeks in a secure unit. Fortunately, we were taking him to the Norwich Hospital to be seen by a sleep specialist because he kept just falling asleep all the time. and being unresponsive, and he straight away said, there's no mental health issues, he's got a neurological problem. Sadly, the disease will present with psychological symptoms, so the unit where he was were convinced that he was suffering from psychosis. But obviously they needed to think outside the box.
He ended up being sectioned for 7 weeks before doctors finally diagnosed encephalitis. He's since made a full recovery.
Kent News.
Elsewhere today, the Archbishop of Canterbury has tweeted to say his sympathies with those in shock after a stabbing at the London Central Mosque. A man in his 70s was injured in the attack in Regent's Park yesterday afternoon. He's now returned home after being taken to hospital. Worshippers managed to restrain the suspect until the police arrived. He's being held on suspicion of attempted murder. Kent's first violence reduction unit is going to be set up on the Isle of Sheppey following the death of a teenage boy. Organisations will be encouraged to work together to tackle knife crime, county lines gangs and drug dealing. 15-year-old Emre Hussain is thought to have taken drugs before his death in Sheerness earlier this month. Kent Online's been told the government's new points-based immigration system could be devastating for the farming industry. From next year, anyone wanting to come to the UK to work will need to meet the threshold, which is based on things like speaking English and potential salary. But it's feared that will create a shortfall in seasonal fruit pickers. Toby Williams runs a farm near Dartford and is chair of the Kent National Farmers Union. He says they're being unfairly labelled as low-skilled.
We knew something like this would probably come along. We're looking for them to commit to the 70,000 work permits that are required by 2021. We really want some sort of indication of this in the next couple of months because it's quite important for industry. We've just about got some idea of where we're going with Brexit now and certainty on that. We really do need some certainty now that if the industry is investing in new plantings and things like that, that there will be available labour to actually harvest the crops that we grow.
He's claimed the new system will also make it harder to fill vacancies in the care sector.
Kent News.
An Ashford gastropub, which was named the UK's sixth best this year, has made improvements after being given a one-star hygiene rating. Inspectors visited the Compasses Inn in Crundale in December and found a mouldy ice machine, out-of-date food and a lack of safety reports. But after making changes, it's had its five-star hygiene rating restored. The first of Sir Richard Branson's new ocean liners, aimed at adults only, has arrived in Dover. Scarlet Lady is far from your typical cruise ship, having swapped formal dinner dances for gigs, record shops and a tattoo parlour. Christopher Stubbs is head of sailor experience at Virgin Voyages. He's been telling me more about it.
We've set out to create an epic sea change for all. That's our purpose. And we've really created an experience like no other. But it's not just about the experience. It's also about our business driving good in other ways. So we must look after the communities to which we sail and make sure that we're a very welcome visitor when we come to port. And we've got to look after our beautiful oceans and the planet.
And you mentioned there about protecting our seas, and that's an interesting point because it appears to be there's an emphasis on being environmentally friendly. Can you just talk about some of the features that are aiming to do that?
Scarlet Lady is a carbon neutral ship from her first sailing. We've made sure that she is carbon neutral. We've done things like ban single-use plastic. We hate plastic. 9 million tons ends up in the sea every year. And we've also invested in some cool technology. So there's a system called Climon inside her in the engine room, and that takes excess engine heat and turns it into electricity so that we can burn less fuel.
Virgin Voyages aims to launch one ship a year for the next 4 years. More than 100 people nominated for this year's Pride in Medway Awards will be collecting certificates later. A presentation evening's being held at Mid-Kent College, where their inspirational stories will be heard. The judges will also be picking the finalists, with the winners to be announced at a gala dinner in April.
Kent Online Sport.
Football and Gillingham will be aiming to close the gap to the League One playoff places this weekend when they travel to Lincoln City. The Gills are ninth in the table, 4 points off the top six, after going 14 games unbeaten. Tom's been chatting to skipper Max Eamer ahead of tomorrow's fixture.
We believe in ourselves. Anyone can beat anyone in this division, and I think people would have tipped us maybe for relegation, I don't know. But we've sort of defied the odds such. And you always see a team that goes on a run from Christmas to the end of the season that will get in the playoffs or gets close. And I think we've got that belief in ourselves and as a club, staff, everyone that we can make that, especially with the form we've been on, the sort of togetherness of the group.
Lincoln are 15th in the table, 9 points behind them. That's it for now, but for more news throughout the day, you can head to kentonline.co.uk.
News you can trust. This is the Kent Online Podcast.